You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government says its new gas-fired power station will be a win for everyone. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison.
For getting electricity prices down.
We're going to go down, down, down. That's it. Big green hand. That's electricity prices. Morrison's government's going up, up, up.
The government wants to build the $600 million plant at Kurri in New South Wales. It's arguing the project will keep energy prices low and provide a reliable source of stable power. The Energy Minister, Angus Taylor, was in the Hunter Valley to make the announcement.
This is an important announcement of the government's commitment to a 660 megawatt gas open cycle generator, which will be able to keep the lights on when it's really needed and put downward pressure on prices when it's really needed.
The government says the plant will replace the Liddell Power Station, which is slated to close in 2023. The announcement comes just days out from a state by-election in the Upper Hunter. Mr Taylor said it's a good day for workers in the region.
This is a good day for jobs. It'll create jobs during construction, of course, and ongoing jobs, but importantly, the jobs of all of those workers who rely on affordable, reliable energy for their living, for their businesses.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says the plant is needed as more renewables come online.
Wind doesn't always blow, sun doesn't always shine, and you need firming power from gas to ensure that those renewable energy investments are effective. Battery development is still at a very early stage, and gas is an important transition fuel to support the transition of Australia's energy economy over the next 20, 30 years.
The announcement comes as the world prepares to bring its plans to achieve net zero emissions by 2050 to the UN's major annual global climate summit in Glasgow in November. Australia is yet to commit to going carbon neutral and is under increasing pressure to do so. A major report released on Wednesday by the International Energy Agency shows investment in fossil fuel technology needs to stop entirely if the world is to reach its 2050 target. Labor's energy spokesman is Chris Bowen.
Mr Morrison wants to spend $600 million of taxpayer money on a plant which his own experts don't support. The Australian energy market operator says that new generation needed to replace Liddell is a fraction of the government's claims. The government's chair of the Energy Security Board, the widely respected Kerry Schott, has said, and I quote, "It doesn't stack up because it's expensive power."
Mr Bowen is calling on the government to release its business case for the plant.
Just last week, Energy Australia committed to a new gas hydrogen plant with just $5 million of Commonwealth support. If the Kurri proposal stacks up, why does it need 120 times more federal subsidy? This is the sort of thing that Scott Morrison and Angus Taylor need to explain urgently, and I doubt very much they can.
Energy experts too have condemned the plans. Tony Woods from the Grattan Institute says the government's reasons for the plant don't stack up.
It's hard to see how this investment could possibly be justified on any of those levels. And of course, because it is a government-owned company, it's basically our money that's being invested in this plant. And so I think it deserves a much greater degree of transparency as to what the justification might actually be.